To another kind of artist now, we generally hope our email is private, but NBA giant Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, filmmaker Lena Dunham, and Israeli author Etgar Karet have made their sent messages public in a new work of art called We Think Alone by Miranda July. July is an artist, author, and filmmaker who's won awards at the Sundance and Cannes film festivals. Now she is finding art in the electronic outbox. July asked 10 notable individuals to provide personal emails on a series of intimate topics that will then be sent out in a weekly message to anyone who signs up. The first assigned topic was money. In the past week, 70,000 people signed up to peek into this correspondence.
Part of what I love about email is that we both use it passionately and emotionally, and also for our most mundane clerical uses. And this project really moves between those poles. Over the course of 20 weeks, a lot of emotion will transpire.
You know, this is a very interesting time to roll out this project, just after the Edward Snowden leaks. And I think privacy is on people's minds.
Yeah, I mean, people who've lived their adult lives and their childhoods on Facebook have a completely different sense of privacy. And yeah, certainly realizing that privacy might not exist at all in the ways that we were thinking of, it kind of forces you to maybe become proactive in a territory where we've traditionally just been passive. I mean, unless you share something, it's private. In a way, you have to start to sculpt your privacy, and that sculpting becomes a reflection of what kind of person you are. And you see that in this project. Some people manage to get through 20 emails without really sharing anything. There's an art to that as well.
You know, I would not have thought of money as quite such an intimate thing.
Yeah, well, I think especially the juxtaposition also. I mean, you know, you have Etgar, the Israeli writer, wondering if he's asking for too much money. And then you have two authors, Sheila Hedy and Helen DeWitt, both quite prominent authors, discussing how to actually make a living, which I think was kind of shattering and maybe a little comforting to a lot of writers out there, to see that Sheila Hedy, who, you know, had a hit this year, was working as a temp not too long ago.
Is this a sort of a different take, basically, on gossip? I mean, the same sort of impulse that has us flipping through People or Us or something to just get a different look at a famous person?
I'm not sure it's that simple that you can even call this group of people celebrities. Some of them maybe are interesting to tabloids, but I'm not sure they care about the theoretical physicist or the author. But I decided to use some celebrity, notable people in this case, because I didn't want to only invite in people who were already interested in a email art project from a museum in Sweden. So maybe you're coming in for the celebrity aspect, which is kind of negligible anyways. But once you're there, your experience is going to be very different than reading Perez Hilton or whatever. It's 10 human beings thinking alone.
Miranda July is a filmmaker, an artist, and a writer. She joined us from NPR West. If you're interested in her project, her website is wethinkalone.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.